All right, next case number 2024-00787, Social Citizens Academy CSL 00239. Social Citizens Academy LLC is the owner, Tyler Whittier, 11301197, as a member, and Jessica Danielle Whittier, 11401817. All right, so you swear or affirm that the testimony you gave the truth and the whole truth?
Yeah.
And then state your name.
Tyler Whittier.
Beautifully done. Have a seat. All right, so our investigator, which appears to be Ms. Chavez, will tell us about the case, we'll ask questions, back to you, and it'll be easy.
Good morning, Chairman Medley and members of the board. On July 12th, 2024, I went to the Central Citizen Academy in South Philadelphia. The town opened, all the assignments was taken off the building, and there were some salon equipment and furniture left behind, but the school was abandoned. School failed to notify the board of closure. On July 17th, 2024, I sent a monthly status report to Tyler and Jessica Whittier about the case. Tyler Whittier emailed me informing me that the school had closed on January 30th, 2024, and asked what steps were necessary for the school closure. I emailed them back, telling them there is a case against him because of the failure to notify the board, and gave him rule of our board 304.1 on how to proceed with the school closure. On October 15th, 2024, I did some more research on the school using the board's database and found the last two students training ended on June 4th for Nicole Whiteman and June 5th for Sutton Hoover. If you have any questions, I will be happy to address.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for our investigator? Okay, Mr. Whittier, wow.
What happened? After almost three years of school, first and foremost, I've been a hairstylist for almost 1 year, and it's changed my life. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to give back and help give people opportunity for it to change their life just as much as it changed mine. And the journey was very difficult, very hard. I learned a lot. And we did that. We accomplished our goals with helping people get licensed and change their lives too. During the process, things got extremely difficult. And financially, it's really difficult for students to be able to get funded when they can't just get a student loan. So fast forward to the last 90 days of our school was essentially me trying to survive and first and foremost take care of those students because they were my number one priority. And so in the final days, we trained really hard. We made sure that our students were prepared for the state board test. Everybody had got their hours appropriately with me there. Everybody, all of the students, understood that they were going to graduate and then the school was going to be shut down. And so it was really emotional time for me. I wanted to stress that when we closed, there were no students at independent. Everybody either graduated or was going to be transferred out appropriately, fill out paperwork, et cetera. At the time of the actual physical closure was July 30th, right? June 30th. June 30th was when my license was to be renewed. And the school, Jessica and I, were married couple. We were at complete financial distress at that point. Still possibly looking at the bankruptcy options for personal and the LLC. At the time of graduating those students out, we were moving into my parents' house. So I was in a really stressful situation. So in regards to the renewing of the license, I was not capable to get a bond because that's all based off of your credit score, etc. And if I could get it, it was, I did not have the fund. So had no students, had no leads, had no bond, which meant won't be getting any license. So I was essentially forced to close the school down. Now, I would like to propose to you guys that in that date, I think it's about 7 days where I did not notify this board. I was under extreme, might I say, mental health issues with managing the understanding that it was a failure, but it was a loss, but still grieving that loss. And once I did receive correspondence, I realized, oh my gosh, I have not.
No other detail.
It was not even on the radar. I was focusing on trying to survive. The reason why the building was, within those 7 days, I also was trying to do a business deal to make sure I could get somebody to move in there, so I wasn't dealing with landlord. I wasn't doing, and so yes, my logo did come off. There was furniture there because another floor was gonna take it over, so I was just scratching claws trying to survive. And I did know the rules.
Sure.
I did, in that moment, with the mental capacity that I was at, I was unable to make that happen.
I think any entrepreneur in the building would understand exactly what you're saying. All fought the same wars, didn't work.
Well, I don't wish it on anybody, but that's only learning.
Yeah, I understand, it makes you grow. So when you're going through it, it makes you wonder what happened, quit. To this town. Okay.
Anybody have any questions?
So you're not gonna be opening another school?
I would like the opportunity to be able to open another school someday down the line, but this particular school and license, no.
Hello?
All right.
Hello?
Yes, may I help you?
Yeah, this is Mike Moses from True Barber. We have an appointment at 10:30 AM.
You'll have to wait until we call your case.
Okay.
All right, so thoughts about this case? We're gonna go into our deliberations. Thoughts?
I'm gonna adopt the findings of facts conclusion of law.
All right.
Bad, not second bit.
All right, motion is second, all favors say aye.
Aye.
This means it happened. Do we have an order of discipline in this matter?
It's technically not licensed right now.
Expired license.
Expired license.
Yeah. School's closed, expired license. Middle of the war zone.
I would move that we issue a disciplinary letter of concerns.
Member Turntime, second.
All right, motion is second, all favors say aye.
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 Anyone need dissent?
Nay.
By majority, we're gonna issue a letter saying don't do this again. All right, but we wish you good luck. Entrepreneurs are hard to find. We want you to get back in there and try again. There's a way. You know, keep looking. There's a need for more education. There's a need for good people. So open doors and find them. Yeah, we're just down the street from it. Stop by sometime, we'll talk about it. Okay. I don't have any idea. We'll wait, when we call you, you get on the phone. I don't care, hang on. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, have to.
Yeah, me too.
It'll make you bigger. All right. Tough story. All right, let's go up to our with negotiation terms 10:30 group, where it's in 31, life's really good. Right.
Yes. And Mr. Chairman and members of the board, on case number one, will be attending Two will be attending, three attending, four attending, five is unresolved, six is unresolved, and seven continued.
Very short list, well done. Kudos to your team. All right, so let's go to the first case. Our case number 2024-00355 and 2024-00356, True Barber, SCOS 285450 and BBE 001835, Mike Moses, license number 101-00156 and BAR 006483, and Salim Osha, I'm sorry, I said this wrong. License number 115-01863. I presume that you are here. So will you state your name?
Yeah, my name is Mike Moses. Unfortunately, Salim is not here right now.
Okay. So Mr. Moses, do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave will be truthful?
I do.
All right, thank you very much. Now, we're going to present this case and then we'll come back to you and ask your questions.
Okay, sir.
All right, thank you, Ms. Bergeron.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Bagley, the members of the board. My name is Kathy Bergeron. On March 14, 2024, I conducted an inspection of the True Barber. And so with Mr. Mike Moses, during the inspection, identified the following violations. He had an inactive establishment license for the barber establishment, as well as the cosmetology establishment. I found no fabrication issues. On March 28, 2024, the barber establishment license, BBE-001835, was renewed and expired on June 30th of 2024. As of October 17th, the BBE-001835 is still expired June 30th, 2024. As of the October 15th, the cosmetology establishment license SDOF 28450 is not active and expired June 27th of 2022, 1 year and 8 months. I provided the licensee with the inspection report educated them before leaving. Do you have any questions from the children?
Yes, it's confusing because of the dual light.
Mm-hmm. Well, but
somebody should. Do you have any questions on our investigator?
Yeah, it's talking to me.
Well, hang on just a second. Questions of the investigator?
So it was an inactive establishment life?
Yeah. And then he renewed on March 28th, 2024 for the barber.
But not for
They were both out of point.
They were both out. Got it.
One was 3 years and the other one was a year and 8 months.
Okay. All right. Mr. Moses, have you had a chance to review this complaint?
Yeah, can I say my case, what happened?
Yes, please.
Yeah. I swear that whatever happened didn't happen on purpose, unintentional or on purpose.
Sure.
When the COVID started and when you guys changed the system, you guys not sending any notification of renewal of the license or any email to renew the license. We were closed for COVID-19. Everything got messed up. And even when I renew my license, I cannot print my license. Now I renewed my barber license. I tried to print it. It doesn't give me the option to print it. I don't know. That's the problem. We don't have a paper list on the shop, so we know when is the due date, when the expiration date, so we can renew it. This thing wasn't intentional. Like,
sure.
We didn't even know it was expired.
Yeah.
But we paid the fees, and for the cosmetology, we stopped the license. We don't need cosmetology. We're just operating as a barber now. We've been operating as a barber, so.
Okay, so you operate entirely as a barber shop at this point. You didn't do any kind of cosmetology. Is that correct?
What is it? Ward doesn't hear, sorry.
Okay, so you only do barbering, you don't do any cosmetology anymore, nor do you intend to?
No, just barber.
Okay. Okay. And board have any questions?
How long have you been in business?
Been over 6 years. We all were always paid on time. I mean, that's our bread. That's our way to make our living. I mean, we're not gonna dismiss the fees. The only thing happened, I swear, was we didn't have a license that we go through, like go in it and see when's the date to renew it. It's hard to print the license. I don't know, the system doesn't work all the time.
Okay. Did you get it printed now and you have it up?
No, I tried to print it. I didn't even have it. I paid the fee. It's over $350, yeah. But I cannot get the copy. I cannot. It doesn't give me the option to print the license.
Yeah, well, you can print it obviously off the email, but maybe you need to get a gang kid to help you or something. That's what I always do.
Don't know. But the license are still not all.
Yeah, you got to get your license up.
We have.
I think he got the barber license.
But not the
establishment.
I think he got the establishment, right?
He bought the barber establishment. Yes, absolutely.
He not the director of Sherbert. It's not active currently. It's not.
It's not.
Active.
So I think he paid in March, which got him through June, and then he didn't renew.
Second time.
Oh, okay, interesting. Missed out.
Does it expire again?
Mr. Moses, we just learned something here too. Apparently, when you renewed your license, it was very overdue, and you renewed it, and it was only good for a month or two. Then it needed to be renewed again. And currently needs to be renewed again.
That's the problem. I mean, that's the problem. Man.
Yeah,
there's so many things going on, and
I know.
It's hard to keep up with the date.
I absolutely agree with you. But still, you need to renew your license right now.
Okay.
Your establishment license.
Okay, I'll go in front of my computer tonight at home. I can do it. I mean, through the phone, it's not hard to do it.
Yeah, I agree. All right, so when we come out there tomorrow and check, is it going to be hanging on the wall?
Hopefully, if they let me print it.
They will let you print it, we guarantee it. As I said, if you can't figure it out, find one of your grandkids, let them do it.
Okay.
I know, sad, but that's what I do. All right, so anyway, board, do we have any questions for Mr. Moses? Anything about this that's confusing to us?
I'd like to make a motion to adopt the signing of the actual conclusion of the law.
McFadden, I second it.
Motion and second, all in favor, say aye.
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 I'd like to have division of history.
No, did you?
No history in 6 years. The sanitation was good. All right, the paperwork. There is a point that he hasn't yet really renewed, so.
Yeah, I would say the point is on my side, but I'd like to make a motion to offer a consent agreement for $500 for the civil penalty. And it's not going within 30 days to formal hearing and 12 months probation. But it needs to get figured before he goes back to work.
Yeah, staff recommendation is 250.
Well, 250 for each year, but there's two licenses.
Yeah. This is a federal legal compliance administrator. It's 250 for the one case, which is for the barber.
Right.
And then one case for the cosmetology.
Right. And he said he's dropping the cosmetology. He's not going to do his work.
Okay.
So he's done.
But is there establishment license and then it's still not done?
Yeah, not being done.
So why?
And even if it's he's going to drop it, he's still responsible for the cosmetology, right? I mean, if all problems could be solved by just saying, I'm going to change, then right. We don't even need to meet.
Sure. Yeah. I think in his case, he's saying, I've already stopped. It's already done. I'm not doing whatever.
Yeah. We need to know formally, though.
But that's what I think. I wonder if we need to go back out there and take a look. You want a probation on your
12 month probation
and every inspection went
6 months. within, or 8 weeks. Reinspection, because we need to give that back in my, yeah.
All right, we have a motion that we would issue a fine and do a reinspection in the very near future based on a 12-month probation.
Yeah.
So do we have a second for that?
McFadden, second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Nay.
A nay. By majority, Mr. Moses, we are assessing you a fine because this should have been taken care of. I understand what you're saying technically. You have a year to pay that, I believe, without interest. And we're going to come back out, inspect, and look on your wall and see if that paper's hanging there. Still call your grandkids. Okay?
Okay, the fee is for the barber license, or how much is it, the fee?
It's actually both. Even though you're dropping the cosmetology, the time of inspection, it was still our belief and your licensing that you were active in that area. I understand you, that I'm dropping it, which is fine. But at the time you were caught, it was still hanging, it was still there. That's an active situation, which is unfortunate.
Okay.
Okay, so thank you for calling in and standing up for what's right. I appreciate you.
You're welcome, sir, but how I'm going to pay the fees?
Spread it out over a year.
Yep, and you'll receive information in the mail.
Yeah, a letter's coming to you. A letter will come to you and talk to you about it, but it's not urgent to be done right away. You can do it over time.
He does need to sign the consent agreement within 30 days.
Okay, yeah, sign the agreement within 30 days, okay? That all makes sense to you? We're going to send you a piece of paper, read it. If you agree with it, sign it, send it back, then you've got your year to pay your money. Okay?
Okay, bud.
All right, keep her going. Do well.
But now we have to renew the barber license right away, right?
Yes, renew the barber license right away, like today.
Okay, bud.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Chair, members of the board, before we call the next case, if you want the record to reflect that Brandy Flores rejoined the meeting at 10:35.
Nice. Always good to have Brandy.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman.
All right, next case is case number 2024-00471, 1020 Barber Shop, BBE 001825, Bevan Kirby, BAR 000816.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you gave me the truth or the whole truth?
Yeah.
May I state your name?
Bevan Kirby.
Have a seat, sir. All right, our investigator will review the case with us. We'll ask her questions, then we come back to you, ask you questions. All right, Ms. Shep.
Good morning, Chairman Begley and members of the board. I'm Melissa Thomas. On March 29, 2024, I went and conducted an routine inspection at Fence Line Barber Shop in Arizona. I found Cameron Love with practicing barbering, and the her fit service took my entry inspection without barber license. License Daryl Thompson, license number EOR-00146, fired on October 20th, 2019. It actually expired the year 2020. I've not been renewed. Licensee Brandon N.T. Russo, license number PAR-00158, fired on September 5th, 2023. And 1020 Barber Shop, established a license PDG 001825, expired on June 30th, 2022 during that inspection. After that, Cameron Love's application is still pending since April 10th of 2024. Brandon M. G. Russo did renew, and his license does not expire until September 5th, 2025. As of today, Barbershop's license CBP 001865 has been renewed up to June 30th, 2023. The establishment was inactive. You have any questions off your page here?
How was the facility? So they're clean, good, like should be orderly, everything's good, paper's just crazy.
There was many barbers, but they were clean, everything was compliant.
Questions?
Okay, back in 2020, I had two locations at one point in time. In 2020, well, when I opened up my first location, it was in 2018, the barber boy never came to the shop. No one has ever came to the shop. We've always been up to date, always clean. So in 2020, I'm sorry, I opened up a second location. The barber boy came into my shop. My license wasn't up to date at my second location. They gave me a warning. I was working with, I believe it was Keegan. He came into my shop. I was surprised. He was cool. He was young. So I was happy about that. Immediately, you know, everything's all on me when it comes to the shop, you know. So I try not to micromanage too much, you know, especially in like our industry. Everyone thinks like they're involved and did that and the third. So I got online. I renewed both of our licenses at the time. A month later, he hit me up like through text. My dealings with the barber board has always been through email. We were texting and it was like we were homies, you know, like it wasn't like I wasn't used to it, but it was cool. I liked it, you know. So he basically told me that I overpaid and that he was going to send me a refund when it came to my shop license. So I didn't want to, of course, I could have went and renewed it because I did have the money, you know, but if they owe me money, I just felt like, why would I go and pay to renew my shop license when I'm owed money, you know? So I guess that's my fault. I should have just paid and got my money on the back end. I mean, that's what I'm used to, you know. As far as, so then I talked to Jessica, I believe at the time she was like a supervisor after the barber board, after she came in, you know, I got on the phone with the barber board, talked to all my guys, Brandon, he recently renewed his license, Cameron, he doesn't even work at my shop anymore. And the other guy, Daryl, he's here today too. I've been on him telling him to renew his license, you know, and he's been trying to do it. We sat down and we both tried to renew the shop light things. I was able to renew my light things, but we tried because once I called and talked to the barber board, they told me that I only owed $50 to renew my shop light. And so I called, paid the $50. Then I got an email saying that I needed to be here in my shop light, that I owe $500 and that I have to renew my light. So I was just going to pay the fine, but I just figured maybe I'll come and try not to pay the fine, you know?
I think that's very valid. That's
basically what happened and why I'm here. You know,
I think the big question for us is, where are you right now? Are your licenses all renewed right now? Are you legal?
My barbershop license isn't, well, I think I have to renew it now, but I was planning on doing that today. I thought I could do it here. I was talking to the lady out front, like, because I didn't want to come and I didn't know it was going to be like this. You know, I didn't want to come and the license not be up to date. But I've tried to do it online and I haven't been able to do it. When I did renew it, the lady like walked me through it and did it. They gave me a new login, but I'm still unable to renew like the establishment license. I don't know how to do it. So that's why I haven't done it. But as far as the barber and the shop, and we're up to date.
Yeah, it sounds like you're running a good shop.
I have a quick question. How was Cameron Love hired?
Well, I mean, I hired him, but usually I've been in business. We've been in business 7 years. The school that I went to, usually like once they finish their hours, they'll send the barbers to the barber shop until they while they're working to get their license with the board, as long as they completed their 1500 hours of barber. That's how it was when I got my license as well. It's always been like that. So I didn't know that that was against the code or how that went.
What barber school did he go to?
I went to All-American Barber Academy. And that was in 2013 is when I went there.
Yeah, you're not allowed to work until you have an actual barber license. They should not be sending you out to shops to work without.
And I've had several barbers that have came, like barber shops, barber schools, like they push barbers to go work at barber shops as long as their hours are completed.
It's to the owner though, to make the decision on who to hire as a staff. You gotta make sure they're certified, you know, gone through the whole process, took the test. So it's a learning experience.
But yeah, and you I understand you're saying that the culture was this, that's what we were doing. I don't doubt that. But Brandon's correct that the law is the law, and this is how it goes. You know, where the whole thing is right now, it's very, very rigid within the laws of how it's has. There's not any buddy deal, you know, like the meetings with my reporter. I understand. Yeah, things change.
Is there any, when did our board combine?
2 years ago. We never even got there. I never even knew that it was even together until, what's the name of Star? Lisa, until Lisa came into the barber shop.
Lisa can be a good friend.
January.
He knows how this works.
Oh, Mr. Darrow, as a professional barber myself and, been in the barber in the industry in Arizona for over 2 decades. I am used to a different type of system when it comes to renewing the licenses. So we are trying to get everybody more on a modern way of digitalizing this process. And it's, it can be a little glitchy or a little confusing to get the process going. And I have spoke to Mr. Frank, about this, trying to go back to the old ways of having a brick and mortar. So, right now it's not available. So we have to go through what we have to do and, print out these licenses and like Mr. Chairman said, if you got to find a younger person to get over here and you know,
that's part of life.
Navigate through the system. That's what you're going to have to do until we get the open office.
For sure.
All right.
Sure. All right. So back to where I was. So where are you right now? Your establishment is not licensed, so technically you can't work. Okay, so you got to do
that's why I'm here today too. As well.
Yeah, you got to do that right now.
Okay,
just no out of that. It's got to be that way because you got to keep your business running
for sure.
So and you got to get your license renewed.
And where are we on the 4 unlicensed barbers?
4? Does that mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it wasn't. Yeah, one guy's not working anymore. They
Cameron
doesn't work anymore.
Brandon
up to date. Daryl's here with me today.
He's going to do his today too, right?
3 in the establishment, yeah. So 3 unlicensed barbers in the establishment right now. And 2 of them don't work for you, and the other one is renewed? Or no, nobody's renewed yet.
Yeah, they're getting organized. Everyone's renewed except one person.
Okay.
And that one person is here today.
Yeah,
he's trying.
You'll get it. All right. Well, of these things we're looking at, there certainly are violations here.
Okay.
On the other end of life, I'd like to know this gets cleaned up. So I would be for continuing this case next month and then giving you that little bit of window to get this done. And if not, then we'll have to try to get your attention.
Sound good to me.
Way objected. I'll make a motion to that we continue this case for 30 days. Look into it to see that all these licenses are caught up, including my friend back there. And if you're not, then we'll have to get your attention in some way bigger than what we were going to do.
Cool.
All right.
McFadden, I second that.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right.
Aye.
3. And dissent.
Aye. Sorry. Aye. I jumped in late.
You're an aye yet? Chase, are you an aye yet? I'm an aye, yes.
Thank you. That's four. All right.
Aye. Marshall was aye.
Five of us. Okay, and are there nays?
Nay.
Nay?
Nay.
Two nays. All right, but by majority, we're going to continue this case for 30 days. I believe in you guys. I know you have a good business, and I know you care about it. And we're going to come back and look at it. I trust that you will all be caught up, and everything will be clean, and then we'll deal with the case next month. So make sure it's good so we can be pleasant. Don't make us get your attention. It's not worth it.
And, and Mr. Chair, members of the board, we've got it. Ms. Coleman's actually going to come out. She's wrong to meet you in the hallway to help you.
You're getting the VIP service.
Thanks for coming down.
Thank you, everybody. All right. Appreciate it. All right, take your friend with you. He needs to get taken care of right now.
We have to do it.
Oh, man, that's wrong. All right, Daryl, come on up. Get the sassy and get you out here with her. You swear a friend that your testimony may be the truth, all truth, and whatever.
Yeah.
All right. Good. State your name.
Daryl.
Awesome. All right, Daryl. All right. Do you want to tell us if Daryl doesn't have a license?
Good morning, Chairman Bentley and members of the board. My name is Lisa Thomas. On March 29th, it was the same routine inspection. I'll just kind of go into it because you've already been introduced. That he was mentioned of the APHOS 2024-0471. I have found Daryl Thompson with his barber license expired since October 20th of 2019. Since then, he has not renewed his barber license. He has been unable to reactivate it. That's where we're at.
All right. Is anything different than the story we heard a minute ago?
No, that's not true.
Okay. So I make the motion that we continue this case next month, and we allow him to get out in the hallway and get his license renewed right now.
McFadden, second it.
Motion second. All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Not sure.
Nay.
Yep. Reasonable. So five two again. All right. So by majority, we're going to continue case to next month. You need to go out there and get your license renewed right now.
All right. Cool.
All right. I'm going to take a look at you again next month, and hopefully I won't be seeing you here.
All right. Y'all have a look.
All right, go out and do some things. Do some good things for the community, buddy. Count your blessings today. All right, next case. Our case 2024-00495. Henry Gutierrez, license 12101202. Mr. Gutierrez?
Yep. I'm here.
That's good.
Good morning.
Mr. Gutierrez, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you gave me truthful?
I do.
Thank you. State your name.
Henry Gutierrez.
We've done. Our investigator is going to discuss this case with us, and we'll come back to you for questions.
Sure.
Good morning, Mr. Bailey, members of the board. My name is Helen Bordelon. On August 18th, 2024, I conducted a routine inspection of Henry Salon located in Oral Valley, Arizona, which resulted in an unsatisfactory grade because Mr. Gutierrez was providing services in Henry's Salon, which was determined to be an unlicensed establishment. As of this morning, Henry Salon still remains unlicensed. I gave him a copy of the inspection report and educated him on how to apply for an establishment license.
Do you have any questions or investigator? All right, Mr. Gutierrez, you understand the complaint against you?
I do.
Yes, one minute. Can you tell me why it is we don't have this resolved?
Actually, we do have it resolved. After the inspection and the notice, my partner and I got online, and we are current. Everything is available online. And the reason I didn't respond to the emails, because the way I read it is once the board or the was going with investigated, they would give back to me on how this was going to be resolved. So that was my interpretation. I obviously misinterpreted it. So.
Okay. All right. Can we verify the license, please? We're just checking to make sure things lined up right.
His individual license is active.
Individual license, is that what we were talking about? Yeah, I thought about it.
I don't see an establishment license.
Mr. Gutierrez, did you do the establishment license also?
Yes, I have an annual business license, yes.
What is the license number, sir?
7589.
It sounds like a city license or a state.
You guys, we also have, you know, this on one part.
Did you get a cosmetology board establishment license for your?
I have an annual business license. I have a.
Who issued it to you? Look at.
The city of.
The city of town of Oral Valley.
Yeah, that's not us.
We also have an Arizona.
I also have an Arizona license contract.
Board of Cosmetology?
Yes.
Yes, my cosmetology license, yes, I have one. The inspector was there and she looked it up online, not through her phone, whatever it was, and she said, oh yeah, you do have a license.
Okay, hang on just for one second, listen to me.
He does not hold an establishment.
Do you have an establishment license for your business issued by the Board of Cosmetology?
Business license, no.
That's what we're looking for.
An annual bar, let's see, annual business license, is that it?
I think you're talking about the city and we're not the city, we're the state of Arizona.
Okay.
We had a state of Arizona business license.
Cosmetology Board.
Barbering and Cosmetology.
Barbering and Cosmetology Board, remember that. Look at that on it. It's not on there, it's not that.
Okay, all right.
Well, let me see.
So, hold, can you give me just one second to go through another file?
Yeah, I can tell you from our records, you don't have this.
Okay.
And that's what I was trying to communicate. It's a normal thing that people run into, but it's still real. You have to have a license from us to operate as a barbershop or cosmetology facility. And you need that. That's part of the world. That's how it goes.
So I may have been a little confused too on what was required here. I had a salon in Denver for many years and I was also a booth rental. I work at currently at Solo Salons in Oral Valley. And we had booth renters and they were not required to have a business license as they fell under our umbrella of having, you know, our business license.
Okay, hang on one sec. If you have a booth rental place and you're renting out to other barbers or cosmetologists.
I'm a renter there. I'm a renter there.
You're renting from them. Okay, in order for that license to cover you, you have to be employed by that company. But whoever has a license, are you employed by that company?
No, I'm not. I rent.
Mr. Bailey.
Explain this. What do we?
If I may.
Where are we starting with?
A little bit of light, but it's inside of the salon suite. So he has a salon suite.
Sure.
And then he's in a licensed establishment.
Right, he has a salon suite, which is an individual business inside a salon and it has no license.
He's not renting to anyone. He doesn't have any booth renters. It's just him solo.
It's just myself.
Explain how to obtain an establishment.
Right, that makes perfect sense. Okay, does that make sense to you guys too?
Yes, it does.
Okay, so we need to solve this. You need to solve this, actually.
Okay. So I need to get a business license? Is that what the requirement is?
Salon establishment license from us on our website.
Okay, I can do that as soon as we end our call.
I think that'd be a great idea. Okay, all right, so you're totally clear, right?
Yep, I am.
That's all we need to get done and life's really good.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, what about accountability? I mean, you.
I take full responsibility. I just.
I probably just more of a discussion for the board right now, if we could, sir.
Yeah, we understand where we are. We're just talking about how to deal with it.
Yeah, I think they understand now. I would have thought they probably would have understood when the visit happened, but turns out maybe they're just confusing, but at some point, if we always are like, oh, great, now you're going to get a license, you're good. So shouldn't we have some accountability today?
Oh, for sure, they should get fined, but I think all almost maybe continue and then.
Then check again.
Check them if they have it, or find them and check them again and.
Yeah, okay. I'd support that.
I think we're in the same position.
Yeah.
And it's the same with these others.
Yeah.
Not that they're not going to get something. We just need to know it ends.
Yeah, we do need to resolve it.
Yeah. So I recommend we continue this case until next month. Give them this time and see what happened and then look at fire.
McFadden, a second.
All right, so a motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any against?
No.
All right, so sir, we're gonna continue this case for a month to give you time to get this done. You're going to be on the agenda next month. And if you don't have it done, then we'll have to recognize that you're not taking care of your business and we'll have to get your attention. I really recommend you do it right away.
Totally understood.
I'll be done this afternoon.
Yeah, I know. That's convenient. So I get it. Okay, so you'll be back on the agenda next month. You'll get re-noticed. We'll review this case again next month and hopefully everything will be great. And then we'll move on.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. Our next case is case number 2024-00677. John Nails Lounge, SCOS 232772. John Nails Lounge LLC is the owner. Kathy Nguyen, 121-00049. And Kevin Nguyen, 121-00180.
Hello. Yes, Kathy's here and I'm Ken, her son.
All right. Mm-hmm. So regarding Kathy then, Kathy, do you swear from the testimony if they be truthful?
Yes.
I think she needs to say it if it's all right.
I think her mic's muted.
Do what?
Her mic's muted.
Star six.
Tell her to push star six so we can hear it, please.
Yeah, 1 second. I have to show her how to do that. Can you press the button? The microphone button?
Yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, I got it. Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
All right, Mr. Chair, members of the board, if this was an unresolved case, we do not have an LLC representation at a station on file, so we can do that verbally real quick before we move. We have both Kevin and Kathy on the line.
Yes, I am on the line right now with Kathy Nguyen.
Okay, thank you. We have to, as a legal entity proceeding before an administrative hearing in the or an Arizona administrative agency, in this case, the Barbering and Cosmetology Board, we need to confirm a couple of things with you. Both of you are officer, partners, member, or manager of this entity?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Okay. The entity, the LLC, has specifically authorized you to represent it in this proceeding?
Yes.
This representation is not your primary duty to the entity, is it?
No.
Can you repeat that? Explain.
Yeah. This is not representing the organization in this legal proceeding. It's not your primary duty.
It's not.
Yeah.
Well, for Kathy, it is.
Yeah.
She's representing her LLC.
Yeah, I am an LLC now. Uh-huh.
You're not receiving, are you? You are not receiving separate or additional compensation for representing this entity, are you?
No.
With that, the record can reflect that we're, they have verbally agreed to the LLC representation.
Okay, so we'll have our investigator review the case with it, and then we'll come back and ask you questions.
Okay.
All right.
Mr. Bailey, a member of the board. My name is Helen Borlon. I'm presenting this case on behalf of Alexander Hill, who is not here today. On April 5th, 2024, Alexander Hill conducted an inspection of Shaw Nails and spoke with the manager. There's an expired license number, SDON 32772, was displayed with an expiration date of November 4th, 2023. When looking at the establishment on the board licensing database system, it was verified that it had expired on November 4th, 2023, 5 months before this inspection. No personal licenses were displayed at any of the workstations. It was also identified that the following health and safety violations were found. The paraffin wax was soiled and the ladle was left in the warming container. The warming container and the surrounding areas were covered in old dry wax. While in the supply area, it was found one unmarked gallon liquid of acrylic monomer was found suspected in an existing odor. The manager was informed of the safety and importance of buying products with the ingredients listed that is required by law. They were also informed that EMA acrylic liquid monomer is within the federal and state regulations. You'll see the photo of the catch to this report. On October 11, 2024, it was discovered by board staff that the owners of the establishment license number SCOS 32772 had sold the establishment without informing the board and during a time of inspection. It was the owners displaying the old owner's establishment license. The owner during the time of inspection claims that they have also sold the license. If you have any questions,
We're just looking at photos related to the case right now. Do you have any questions of our investigator? All right, Ms. Nguyen, have you had an opportunity to review this complaint? Hello?
Hello? Yep, I'm here.
Yes, have you had an opportunity?
Yes, I'm here still.
You have. So you have reviewed the complaint? You know what's going on?
So English is not her first language, and I'm her son. Am I able to speak on behalf of her? She's told me about the whole situation. I've translated back to her, but I know what she wants to say in giving the case and the background of what was additionally added on to the investigation in the case. I think y'all know what happened as well.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you, but I don't have the ability to allow you to act as an interpreter. We have to use a certified source.
No, he's not.
Oh, he's not.
Yeah, no, this is his son. No, what you're trying to do makes perfect sense. I do the same thing, but because we're a legal situation, we have to deal with a certified interpreter. So we don't really have the ability to let you talk for her.
Okay.
And she answers questions.
Yeah. Hello. Because I am the owner before, but I only showed the shop to the new owner from last year, May 15, 2023. But they already to sign up the new license. They applied the new license, but they didn't display the new or their own license on the front. So that's why that happened. you know, because okay. I already have a new license and under that name, the new owner name.
Okay. So you sold the shop in May? May of 24?
Yeah, May 15, 2023. So that and what that the time I you know sold my business to them, but they I don't know, they still display my license on the front of the salon. But right. I call them, they already apply their new old license and new number already.
Okay. All right. So the law requires you to let us know when you sell a business within 10 days, right?
Yes, I already sold the business for last year already.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. This is why there's the problems here. If you had informed us that you sold the business, we'd be aware that this was a different owner and not you. But because we believe that you still own the business, because no notice was given us, now all these issues that they have are your issues. You see?
Hello?
Hello. Mr. Nguyen?
Yes, yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you let my son answer the question, because I didn't hear very clearly, you know, on my side. So he can help me out to, you know, answer the question you asking me, please, if you don't mind.
I really can't. The law requires us to use certified interpreters. And unfortunately, he's not a certified interpreter.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on. Let me ask. No, you can. What is?
Hi, phải muốn người ta chuyện cho mi á. Vì con không có, con có chuyện mi được. Con không có chuyện với mi được.
Okay.
He's translating now. No. So I have...
mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Sorry. I just told her that I can't speak on behalf of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, this, mm-hmm. this is difficult for all of us. So, okay,
yeah,
can
because
we just
I...
stay the case for a month and get an interpreter for next month?
Yes. Notify us so that we can set that up for you. All right. We're going to send you a letter. Hang on one second. Let me get this case continued, but we'll send you a letter. Let us know for sure what's going on. We'll get the interpreter. We'll have her ready.
Yeah.
And we'll get through this. Okay.
Yeah. Go, you know, few days ago.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better if you come here so that we can look at you and talk to you
with the interpreter.
With the interpreter.
And they need to request 2 weeks ahead of time.
Okay. Yeah, give us two weeks notice whether you're coming or not. Okay.
And what language they need. You know, a few days ago, the new I talked to the new owners, and she say she called to the step board, and I already too upset, you know, her new license, and you know
that makes sense.
Yeah.
The problem is we didn't know you changed, so you're caught in the middle. So we're gonna make a motion to continue this case next month. We'll get you an interpreter. Let us know 2 weeks in advance if you're coming. We'll get an interpreter. We'll get this sorted out. We really can't deal with it right now. So I make a motion to continue this case till next month until we get it over.
It's Chase turn, Hannah, a second.
All right, we have a motion, a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 All right, unanimously agree we're not getting her. All right, so we're gonna re-notice you. We're gonna have the case again next month. Tell us 2 weeks beforehand if you're coming. We'll get an interpreter and we'll get through this, okay? Mr. Nguyen, do you understand?
Yeah, I'll let her know.
All right, thanks for trying. We'll get this done next month. We'll get it cleaned up.
Really quick question, how am I able to join this call? Is it legally like I'm not able to?
Yeah, you're not a certified interpreter. I mean, I don't doubt you would say the right thing, but legally I can't take that position.
It has to be an independent third party.
Yeah, so I've got to get an independent third party certified interpreter to be the person who speaks for her.
I see. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. So next month, we'll talk to you. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Did we already do that? I think we did. Was there a motion?
Yeah.
I think we had a motion. We moved it forward. Yeah. Because we were so confused. We had no word. All right, well, I guess we have one more. Okay. So the next case, number six, 2024-00409, Jens Perfect Nail and Spa at 10G15917. Min Quan is license number 506-00902 is the owner. Are you there? Star six if you're on the phone. Jens Perfect Nail and Spa. Star six if you're on the phone. I hear no response. I move the case number 2024-00409 be moved to a formal hearing unless the parties involved can agree to that agreement before that happens.
Goodman, second.
The motion is second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. The majority. Any again? All right. So by majority. All right. By majority, we move this case forward to a formal hearing. Oh, one more. No, continue. Thank you. All right, now we have last thing online. Those wishing to address the board do not need to request permission in advance. However, the board may limit those persons speaking during this time to a reasonable number on a given public matter. In addition, each person wishing to address the board will be given 5 minutes to do so. Pursuant to ARS 38431-01, the board can only take action on matters listed on the agenda. Action on public comment matters that are not listed on the agenda will be limited to directing the staff to study the matter or to schedule a matter for further discussion at a later date. Is there anyone here who would like to address the board? Even if it's only yourself, how wonderful you are? No? I didn't know that.
I will.
All right.
Do I need to stand up?
Yes, you gotta come over here. Very cool. Say your name and then say what you need.
My name is Tammy Quilter. Amanda, I don't want to call me that. I think you guys have like the funnest job ever. But with the case, with the know what disinfectant at Penrose Academy, I don't know if I can speak from any of the other schools that are here, but for us and for my aesthetic friends and cosmetology friends, we are required on our first week of attending school that we get certified in our marketing side, which is our wet disinfectant. So I would just like to ask if she went to cosmetology school, if she had that, if that was looked at, and if she even learned how to do that. I only say that because I work at Dry Bar. I don't know if Dry Bar is regulated by you guys or not, but we have our wet disinfectants out, even though we aren't regulated by you guys. So I was just wondering, like, would you be fine with that? Because now knowing what I know after today, I'm going to print it out and put it in my school.
Yeah, it seems often when people go into life, they forget where they came from.
Yeah.
So we very often have to remind them that basics are still basics.
Okay, well, thank you.
Well done. Anyway, I'd like to address the board. All right, hearing no response, I would entertain a motion. Yes, or to go away or whatever.
I love her move to be adjourned.
Adjourned, that's the word.
My McFan, thank you.
All right, we have motion second. All in favor, say hallelujah.
Aye.
Aye, hallelujah. Aye. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Eddie. On those cases, my view on that is that if we don't know they fixed it and we close the case, we don't have a way to go find out.
Yeah, we could do probation.
Reinfection.
We'd have to order the infection and give us a point.
Yeah.
And I want to.
Yeah.
And we.